If you're watching TV drama series online, you would have spotted a new way of doing commercials. In the middle of hit series Day and Night or 白夜追凶, actors and actresses in the leading role also appear in advertisement sketches, endorsing various products ranging from apps to financial derivatives. Yeah. How does this work? This advertisement sketch called 花式小剧场 in Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Ryan has demonstrated a really good example
for us.
Advertisement sketch, 花式小剧场. Yeah, this new kind of ads is inserted in each episode, no matter it's a costume drama or a modern one. So usually the actors or actresses in this small theater ads, they are in line with the roles in the drama in terms of their characters, images, relations, props, and costumes, and also what's in the ad. They try to extend the drama plot in order to promote and advertise a certain type of product or services. And at the very beginning, some supporting actors will show up in this kind of ads. But now, as the just concluded online drama Day and Night, 白夜追凶, I think He Yang and Niu Niu are both fans of this drama. And they broke this routine as the leading actor Pan Yueming joined the advertising sketch in the person. Yeah.
So this would be like Walking Dead. All of a sudden, your commercial comes out. That guy Negan, who has the barbed wire bat, comes out. And he's like, when I'm smashing skulls, I like to use a Louisville slugger. You know, the brand you trust when you're hitting baseballs or smashing heads or smashing zombies or like,
That's a brilliant idea.
Or like, Tyrion from Game of Thrones, the dwarf comes out and he's like, you know how I stay warm in the Seven Kingdoms? With Game of Thrones thermal underwear for when winter's coming, you know?
That's great. Yeah. I totally would want to buy it.
And then the tagline could be for when winter comes, you know?
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, my God.
And it's almost a seamless...
I gotta go pitch this to somebody. Yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, he's back. Yeah, he's back. Overjoyed.
Yeah,
I saw
didn't
him
like
reaching
it.
For the door, and then he came back because of you, our listeners.
But anyway, so you guys can kind of understand, according to Beijing Youth Daily, though, the inserted advertisements have shown an explosive growth this year as loads of brands are competing to advertise their products in some of the popular TV series Wang Shen had mentioned. With 3 million yuan, that's 45 million US dollars per piece of ad.
Wow.
So that this is huge. And I guess a lot of these ads are promoting things like products as they pertain to loans, financial management, and financial services as well. So that gives you kind of understanding of what these ads are about.
Yeah, so I wonder if it is because that for the online TV drama screening, it is following a different set of rules and possibly looser rules.
Yeah.
Because you don't see this on TV.
Yeah.
No commercial as such will appear on TV.
Yeah.
But on the internet, it is certainly the Wild West, where there is a lot more room of experiment. Do you think this is a good idea for advertisement?
Yeah, if we pay attention to the genres of those like advertisement, you can find they all publicize the loans, financial management, and financial services.
Yeah.
Because those kind of like the advertisement with the keyword of financial products or services are banned in a TV series when they broadcast on the TV station. So it can only be, broadcast on the online platforms.
Yeah. You know, and so I think we see the State Administration of Radio, Film, and Television, I guess in 2012, released a series of regulations ordering broadcasters not to insert any commercials that could disrupt TV dramas, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that necessarily meant or translates over to online dramas or how these things are being watched, but you can imagine if there's regulations on TV dramas and people are starting to watch things online, that'll probably carry over because, as I understand, insiders believe that insiders of like how this kind of regulation happened believe that this makes the quality of our TV not as good. Maybe more the show is written for advertisers to get more advertisers for more product placements like Jon Snow. Like, you know, instead of actually doing what Jon Snow does, they make an extra scene for him to sport some new thermal underwear, you know, because it's cold up there in the north. Anyways, And instead of, you know, they're saying basically, we want you to write more scripts, more story, more plot for the audience, because that's why we're watching. This is enriching. Don't write for product placement necessarily. And I think this makes sense, because actually talking about Game of Thrones, you know, this could backfire. Mm. I remember Ed Sheeran was cameoed in the Game of Thrones, and people saw it as a shameless promotion of his new album. Yeah. You know, this kind of thing. There was a bunch of memes about it. So this, you shouldn't mess with what people really care about when they're really invested in something. And I think this kind of advertisement could make the show look like a sellout. That is a show that's not there for its audience, but there for the product that it's trying to get advertisers for, or, you know, just a shameless promotion and turn into like an Ed Sheeran sure. thing, where I think he got made fun of so much 24 hours after that show, that episode aired, that he had to, he turned off his Twitter for like 24 hours because people were making fun of him so much.
I kind of feel bad for him a little bit. Yeah.
That scene is really lame because it's irrelevant to the plot development in that show.
But I wonder, one core reason why people were apparently so unhappy with the Ed Sheeran cameo was because it was written into the script of the show. But for this kind of advertisement sketch, it has its own time slot kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then it's labeled that, this is an advertisement, but it's the leading roles and still dressed up in the roles of their character in the show, but promoting something completely irrelevant.
Whether the time slot or whatnot, I think there's still that blurry line. When you're messing with people's characters, you know, when Arya talks and listens to Ed Sheeran and a group of soldiers, you know, people are like, why? Why? You know, because they're like, people will do anything to find out what happens in the next episode. People are invested in these shows.
Yeah.
You know, so in which case, when you put Ed Sheeran in there and people are like, why Ed Sheeran? and you don't really have a good answer, then whether the time slot or whatever, it's still going to cause, I think, a little controversy among the audience.
Yeah, and I think in theory, I totally agree with you.
Okay.
But when I was watching Bai Ye Zhui Xiong or Day and Night,
how do you feel about this guy?
I actually enjoyed it. I can't believe I'm admitting this.
Oh, no.
So I think the matter of fact is, can you do it well or not? If you can do it well, that is, incorporate these characters organically, barring Ryan's word, then it could work.
Oh, say goodbye to quality TV.
But I really think it has, like, harmed the coherence or integrity of the TV plot. Because,
for
example,
thank you.
A character just died in episode 2, but in episode 10, that guy show up again.
Oh, preach.
That's really hilarious.
Preach, Huang Shen.
Go, Huang Shen. Go, Huang Shen. Yes, you've convinced me 100%.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's... Okay, I can't fight against that. and this is all very interesting as this is brand new creativity we're seeing happening in the advertisement world and also online TV shows. Yes, this is a booming market that we're seeing taking place in China right now. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Huang Shen.